let's be honest. To be a successful content creator, there is so much that we have to do for the content. In this weekly podcast, your host, Dre OKK, that's me, I'll be sharing tips and strategies that I use to dominate my social media page, Dre Knows Best, where I grew 5 million followers. I have partnered with brands like Netflix, Google, Amazon, the list goes on. I'll also be having fun conversations with successful content creators about the creative process. The ultimate goal for this Do For The Content podcast is to inspire you to take those first steps into digital creation and help you grow as a creator and ultimately turn your passion into paycheck. So y'all ready? Let's do for the content, y'all. What's up, family? Welcome to another episode of Do It For The Content podcast. Y'all, it is your girl, Dre OKK. Or y'all might know me as Drea Knows Best. I hope y'all doing good today. This is going to be another episode. You know, we always dropping gems. We dropping gems like it's free. Well, it is free in this podcast, at least. I wanted to cover for this episode TikTok tips that you should know, or just a TikTok strategy that's going to help you out in general. Because more recently, a lot of people have been coming to me for like TikTok tips, and I've been giving it to people on their podcast, and I'm like, Drea, you've done this before, but you need to do an updated TikTok tip. And I'm not going to start from level zero, because honestly, if you want that from zero, like fresh beginner, to everything you need to know, it's on my Level Up with TikTok course. If you guys go to levelup.dreaknowsbest, you're going to get from A to Z how to use TikTok, how to grow your brand, how to, you know, get content ideas using TikTok, using Discover page, all those things to help your confusion with TikTok. But for this episode in particular, I wrote down a lot of different tips and I'm going to cover these tips for y'all. Before I dive into it, you already know what we got to do. We got to shout out our new reviewers, okay? Shout out to Plant-Based Biohacker for the amazing review. She said, such good tips. Drea has done it again and given the best tips for creating effective social media content. Ooh, thanks so much for the amazing value you give. Oh, that warms my heart so much. Thank you so much, Plant-Based Biohacker. I appreciate you. You already know, as you listen to this podcast and, you know, it's resonating with you, it's helping you out, please make sure you drop a review, guys. A review is so important because it helps this podcast be boosted up and be seen by more people. So anyone who leaves a review, I appreciate you. Screenshot the podcast as you listen to it and put it on your story. Tag us at Do It For The Content and we'll repost you. So let's dive into TikTok tips, all right? So for all my content creators who are trying to blow up on TikTok, go viral, I'm going to start off with the goal on TikTok is to not... Okay, yes, we do want our videos to go viral. Heck yeah, we want our videos to perform really well. Let's be honest, you know, it always makes us feel good for our videos performing. But I think if there's a key takeaway for TikTok is if you focus on building your community over building your followers are going to grow in general, regardless, right? But if you have a strong community backing you up behind you, when you launch your course, when you launch your business, when you're having a bad day, you need support, they're going to be there for you because TikTok is all about communities. But let's start off. Let's just say you just created your TikTok and you're trying to post or figure out what to post on your account. I always recommend, and a lot of people recommend, niche down. Try to niche down as much as possible, right? The big thing about TikTok is TikTok has a bunch of different communities. I found out the other day there's like mermaid talk. Did y'all know that? It's literally like a community of people posting videos about mermaids on TikTok. That's the thing. There's gardening talk. People posting about gardening tips and whatnot. There's like car talk. People posting about their cars. There's like cleaning talk. People just making ASMR videos of cleaning. There's a lot of different communities, right? And that's where I always tell, like, that's why I tell you, like, if you focus on being the most viral person, you're going to be stressed out. Because you might go viral in one community, but that doesn't mean you're going to go viral in another niche TikTok. So if you, that's why, like, figure out what your niche is, right? So if your niche is going to be fashion, what type of fashion are you going to be giving, like, I always use this example because it's so easy to do, you know, finding nice fashion clothes on a budget, you know, the budget fashion lady or the... Well, it's random, it came out with that name. But if you niche down and you know who your audience is, it's going to be more easier for you to create videos that you enjoy and your audience is going to enjoy. So first you niche down, you start creating videos within your niche. You know, watch other people that's in your niche and, you know, in fitness or, you know, medical field or whatever your field is. You know, moms with TikTok or, you know, gaming of TikTok. Watch what they're posting and mimic it, but add your own twist to it. But always remember that you want to have these three E's in your TikToks, right? You want to make sure your TikTok is engaging or entertaining or giving some type of emotion or giving some type of educational value. Was that four E's? I think I did. Educational value. Right now, education content is huge on TikTok. Everyone and their mama are trying to learn something. They're trying to learn how to cook, how to dress, how to, you know, do their hair. People are trying to learn something and trying to learn things quickly. And that's why TikTok is so beneficial, because, you know, you're keeping your content short. You know, you're getting right to the main point on like a YouTube video. You got to sit down there and skip or look in the comments like, when did he start giving a tutorial on how to find Bitcoin? You know, but TikTok is like, boom, straight to the point. So educational value is big on TikTok. If you don't want to go the educational route of like giving people tips, and you want to go towards like, you know, maybe just the lifestyle content, maybe because through your lifestyle content, you're giving people some type of emotional value, and that emotion might be aspiration. People aspire to be like you. They want to have a daily routine like you. They want to have a eat food like you or whatever, you know. So maybe that's the emotion you're giving them, aspiration, an emotion of laughter. At least for me, I know my videos are more on that entertaining aspect, because, or maybe relatable. So relatable, entertaining, educational, engaging, emotion. I think if you have these three, relatable, entertaining, emotion, or educational, your video is going to be equal to engaging. And educational content, why it's so big right now, is because people are going to save your video. On TikTok, those saves are so important, right? Saves and shares is so important, because you want people to save your video, come back and watch it, rewatch it, share to a friend. And that's how the algorithm is going to tell that, okay, this video is worth staying on the For You page. Just to backtrack, if you don't know what the For You page is basically like the Explore page, right? On Instagram has the Explore page. It's where people can discover you. So, and that's a big thing for TikTok is, y'all don't delete your videos, because all of a sudden the video that you posted 2 months ago can start being picked up on the For You page, because TikTok is going to track like, okay, you posted a video about wigs. I've seen 5 different people who want videos about wigs. Let me put it on their For You page. And then those 5 people share it to their friends, and now they're watching it, and now it's picking up engagement, and boom, all of a sudden, you're growing, right? So don't delete your videos. Don't be discouraged about likes, because your videos could catch up down the line. So if you have those 3 E's on your videos, you're good. You know, you're really good. You're on a good track. And then another thing for TikTok is, when you've posted all these videos, now you want to be consistent, y'all. Post at least once a day. At least once a day. Some people post like 7 times a day. I think that's crazy. But you'll see a lot of growth the more you post a day. I can't keep up with posting more than once a day. Even posting each day is still hard for me. But hey, if you're on that grind mode, you know, 2022, let's get to the money, y'all. So you might be able to post more than once a day. But when you start posting, you start looking at what videos are performing well and what videos are not performing well. And also look at what videos have the most comments. Are people actually responding back to, or people relating to? And then you can start figuring that out. Like, okay, let me start making more of these. So this is overall the general thing when it comes to posting on TikTok. I'm going to dive into more specific tips that I'm going to give for TikTok. But in general, just like I said, try to niche down. Feel free to step outside your niche. Don't get stuck in your niche, but make sure like at least every other video is something relating to your niche and what your community wants to hear. Because, you know, again, like me, I don't like to get stuck in a box. I know everyone knows me as like the TikTok comedy girl, but sometimes I like to dance. Sometimes I like to tell a story. Sometimes I like to, you know, give some education. So I don't want to get stuck in a box, but I know my majority of my audience wants to be entertained. So I know, don't slack on entertainment content. Now, let's dive into some things that are important that people forget. I think the number one thing on TikTok is your audio. Using audio that's from the audio library that is trending. You already know every challenge, most challenges, mostly every trend has an audio or a song attached to it. Don't go and create a video and that has to do with a trend and post it without, you know, adding the audio in there. Why is it important to add audios? One, TikTok will feed your video to more people who have been watching, you know, videos from that audio. So let's just say right now, you know, the drop challenge is really popular as the time I'm recording this. The drop challenge is with the Beyonce Partition song. If you post a video doing a drop challenge, and maybe you didn't actually do the drop challenge, you just recorded a story time and put Partition behind it, and the volume is really low, TikTok is going to feed that video to the algorithm saying, okay, here are like 5,000 people who watch, who were binge watching drop challenge. Here you go. This happens to me all the time. I'm like, oh dang, TikTok knows I like this video. They're going to feed it to me multiple times. So make sure you're using utilize audios, because if TikTok was a car, music is the wheels of the car, because that's what drives your videos to other people. I cover this in my course. It's such a good, like, it's such a good analogy, right? Your car, the wheels of the car is a song, and that song that you're adding in TikTok is what's going to drive your video to the For You page, drive your video to people's feed. So that's important. Utilize trends. Now, how do you find trends? Again, when you're doing trends, you don't have to do the exact same thing. Add your own twist to it. Maybe add, like, you know, 3 ways to grow your hair. Let's just say, and then you're doing the drop challenge, but instead of you fully doing the drop challenge, you have it listed out. Step one, oil your hair in the morning. The next drop. Step two, I don't know, whatever tips are, but give your tips and top of valuable information with text on the screen. So yeah, utilize trends, but, you know, make it your own. How do you find trends? The Discover page. Every trend, most majority of all trends, at least the popular trends, have a hashtag associated with it. If the trend is that big, TikTok gives it its own slot on the Discover page. And then boom, that's how you find the hashtag for the trend. That's how you find the trend. Get in on it. There are also accounts on TikTok who are just dedicated to telling you what these trends are, right? New trend alert, there's so many of these accounts. New trend alert, new trend tutorial alert, you know, giving tutorials on how to do a trend. So follow these accounts, because that way you don't have to do so much time doing research on finding that trend. The account is already going to post what that trend is, and you can just, boom, hop on it. Easy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. No one says that anymore, Drea. Stop it. Your call to action. I'm talking about the thumbnails. Thumbnails to me are very important on TikTok, because when people get to your page, they're going to see a bunch of different videos, right? But what's going to make them click on it is what your cover page is, basically your thumbnail, you know? And TikTok allows you to add text on your cover page, right? Add a text that even if you didn't put it on the video, you can add it. So that way, when people are scrolling through your profile, they see those texts like the biggest fail, they'll click on it. 5 ways to better your relationship, they'll click on that, because the thumbnail has big and bold what that video is about. Because if people don't know what that video is about, if nothing is not eye-catching, they won't click on it. Versus if it tells you the hack you need to know for, you know, dieting, they will click on that, you know? So make sure you utilize that thumbnail. It's so important. The same way how you utilize thumbnail, utilize call to actions on TikTok. That's a big thing. Call to action is basically just literally just telling them what to do. Because again, we're humans. We forget to, we're living in a watch and scroll culture. We just consuming content. We forget it's important to like and follow that creator. So this is really big, especially in the people giving tips or anything you're doing. If you're telling stories on your TikToks, you literally towards the middle or towards the end, usually at the end, people say, follow for more tips, follow for more stories, share to your friend who needs to hear this. You can either put it in the end or put it in the beginning. If you have a long video, I would recommend putting it more like in the middle of the video, because like, I don't know if people are going to watch it to the end unless your video is engaging. But if it is, they watch it to the end. But if it's not, try to sneak it in somewhere in the middle, either by putting the text on the screen or by actually telling them in your video. Make sure y'all like and share. Share, save for later. Save for later is a nice one because it actually, you know, makes them feel like, oh, she's considering me. Save for later is because you're going to need it. Another thing that you should do too is go to your settings, go to privacy, and click to turn on suggest your account to others. This is a feature I think TikTok introduced not too long ago. And that way your account is suggested to others who are watching accounts that are similar to yours. So let's just say you're giving, you know, you're a person who does music, you have a music TikTok account. You will be suggested to other people who are on TikTok listening to artists. So boom, definitely suggest your accounts. Hooks is another one. I love hooks. Hooks is so important. I don't believe in shorter the video, the better. Let me rephrase that. I do believe, yes, the shorter the video, the better. But I also believe that if your video is long, but is engaging and is giving some type of value to me, I will watch the whole thing, okay? Like the other day I posted a 60-second video. And it was performing better than my other videos. And that's because I was talking through it. I was showing them like a wig tutorial, how I cut my wig lace and I lay my hair. People were loving it, right? Because I kept them engaged throughout the whole process. I didn't just like stand and talk to the camera. I did a couple zoom in. I did a couple of like, you know, different angles to refocus their attention throughout that 60 seconds. So I believe the most important thing for your watch time is hook them in the beginning. Those first 3 seconds, hook them in and keep them engaged throughout the time. So whether you're doing a 6-second video or a 60-second video, make sure you try to keep them engaged the whole time. So shorter does not always equal better, but it definitely, I mean, does help. So yeah, those are the tips I have for y'all. And one side note, I would also say, yes, hashtags, include your hashtags, but don't use the general hashtags. Use hashtags that are more, you know, focused on your niche. So if your niche is beauty, you know, vegan, cruelty-free, beauty guru, hashtag vegan beauty products, hashtag cruelty-free beauty, or, you know, healthy beauty influencer. Or, you know, I don't know what these niches are, but you would know what the niches are. And then also, I would say include 2 trending hashtags on the Discover page just to get more visibility. So mix it up, right? So 2 or 3 hashtags from your niche and then 2 hashtags from the trending page or 1 hashtag from the trending page. So yeah, overall, that's the main tips I have for you, plus the additions. I really hope this helps you. I really hope this helps you thrive on TikTok. And, you know, the one final thing I'll leave y'all with is, please, for the love of God, stop overcomplicating TikTok. I'm speaking also to myself because for a very long time, I started overcomplicating it because I was so focused on every video needs to pop. Oh my God, my views are low. Oh my G's. Oh my God, my views, they're not where they used to be. But it's like, sis, it's okay. 1, the views will catch up. 2, you enjoyed making that video, so keep it up. And 3, your community loved that video. They saw it. The new members that are coming to your page, they will see it and love you because of that video, right? So don't be so focused on every video needs to pop. Not every video needs to pop. Sometimes we need to focus on just making videos to just appeal to our audience, right? Just to check in on them, build that conversation, build that relationship. So it's not everyone is going to be viral, but then you're going to get that one viral one and you're going to be like super charged. Take that momentum and keep going. When you get that one viral one, don't expect everyone to be viral. It's not realistic, but it is possible because it's you, okay, period. But yeah, overall, I think don't overcomplicate it. Have fun with it. Have fun, okay? And you're going to see lots of growth overall with TikTok. And I'm excited. I'm excited for y'all with your businesses. I'm excited for you with your brand. I'm excited with you for your with your community or with your first fresh start, whatever you're trying to achieve with TikTok. It's going to be yours, okay? All right. That's all I got. Again, if you listen to this podcast and there were times when it resonated with you, please screenshot the podcast and post it on your story. Tag at Do It For The Content. And also leave a 5-star review. That's the most, if there's anything you do for me, just leave a 5-star review. I would appreciate it. We appreciate it here. Much love to y'all. Go out and do it for DA content. Get it, get it, get it, get it. All right, y'all. Take care.